Hey, welcome to the first clip show of season 6. Now, these are going to be shorter episodes where we're going to take some different clips from podcasts that I've done, podcasts I've been on, training sessions, different things like that with some kind of theme. Now, today's theme, just putting this intro for you, is about survival mode. There's so many times in our life, especially in sales, where we get into a survival mode where we're just trying to stay alive another day. In sales, that represents needing to close a deal to keep a job, needing to close deals to make money, to pay your bills. All of those things will shift your mind into a survival mode, and the amygdala part of your brain is focused on that and worried about it. So in these clips that I've got for you today, this is about helping you shift from survival mode. Stay out of that, because when you're in survival mode, you're not thinking long term. You're getting desperate, as you'll hear in these clips, and then it actually causes this death spiral of your sales career and makes it harder and harder for you to be successful. This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. One of the biggest challenges I see with people in sales is that they are so focused in the moment. They're so focused short term. They're not thinking long term. What happens a lot for people in sales, like can happen for people in life, is that you're so focused on this moment today, or this pay period, or this month, or this quarter, and it's short term, it's short sighted, and it really can verge for a lot of people on a feeling of being stuck in survival mode. You know, that mode where it's like, I'm worried about my survival today. I don't know how I'm going to get through today. I don't know how I'm going to provide for today. I don't know what I'm going to do. Now, in life, unfortunately, there are times where a lot of people end up in that mode, hopefully only in short bursts, but it happens, right? If you've ever been there, I've been there myself, where it's like, okay, I don't know how I'm going to cover my bills. I don't know how I'm going to pay for things. I don't know what I'm going to do at the end of this week or the end of this month, right? Like, if I don't make something happen today, there's some really big problems coming tomorrow. And so that's that survival mode. It's really tough to think outside of where you're at now and look ahead at any realm if you're in survival mode. Survival mode is so difficult. And really what happens is your mind, which is very fair, this is what it should be doing, doesn't care about anything else outside or long-term, only cares about this moment, surviving this moment, making sure you survive today, tomorrow, this week, whatever that looks like. In sales, right? What happens is we're thinking, okay, I've got to close deals this week. I've got to close a sale today. I've got to make my numbers this quarter or else I lose my job or else I don't make my bonus and I don't have enough money. And then I can't pay my bills, or I can't cover these expenses that I have or these things that I want to do. And so a lot of people are operating in sales on a regular basis in survival mode. Not that that's bad. It's not good. It's not anything. Really what it is the challenge is how much that limits what you are looking at, how far you're looking out. And when you're in that survival mode, which is I've got to close 3 deals this week or else, then what happens is you're only thinking about right now. Now, there is a side part of that, which we've talked about before, and it's always something to keep in mind, is that when you're in survival mode, usually there comes with it some level of desperation in the moment that might, in sales, it's going to push people away, right? When you have that desperate mode where also referred to as commission breath, where you like need that sale or want that sale so bad, that comes across and will usually turn off a lot of prospective buyers because they can sense it. They can sense that now your motivation is on you. And really, like, if people step back, it's not just focused on you with your commission breath, but it's focused on you and your survival. Like, there's something driving you in this moment. And so that is usually off-putting to people. It also can make it so when you're in survival mode, you're focusing on closing deals right now and not necessarily doing it in the best way. A lot of people will cross over the line and go into the dark side of manipulation when they're in survival mode, when they're in desperation mode, which is I need to close a sale today or else. Okay, so who can I call? What kind of what kind of deal can I offer? What kind of discount? What kind of manipulation can I use? What can I do to get that deal? And when you're in that mode, now you're compromising who you are, what you're doing, what's best for your company, what's best for the clients long-term. You might make some sales this week or today. Problem is those are going to lead to bad sales or bad deals. And then you end up in this spiral, which is, oh, I had this cancellation. Now I have to close more. Now I got this. And then it's just this survival loop, which is very, very rough. It's very difficult. Ideally, what you want to do, and I got this from Brian Buffini, who's a referral coach and trainer years and years ago when I was in the mortgage business, when I first started seeing that you could do business by referral, which obviously for mortgage, for real estate, that's very beneficial. But he had four layers that he would talk about. There's survival, stability, and then success, and then significance. So survival, stability, success, and significance. And a lot of people get in survival. When you're in survival mode, you can't think of anything else. Really, your goal is to get to stability, because once you're stable, you can think about things outside of that. Think about for yourself, right? And I will get to where this has to do with referrals, but think about yourself in your life. Any moment you've been in a survival mode, maybe you don't have a job, maybe you just lost a job at some point in your life, and you're just like, oh my God, how am I going to make this? How am I going to get to being able to pay for my bills? Then you get a new job, right? And you're no longer in survival mode. Now you're in stability mode. Now you're just like, okay, I've got a job. I can pay my bills. And now you're like, okay, now I'm thinking about vacation. When you're in survival mode, you can't think of going on a vacation or taking a trip or long-term or what's going to happen next year. You're thinking about, how am I going to survive this season of my life? And so you can't get it. But what you want to do is get to stability. This is really challenging for people in sales who may or may not be successful. And I'm using successful in your terms, not my terms, not anyone else's terms, not some guru's terms about how much you should be making. I mean, your terms of feeling like if you're not there and you don't feel successful, you're going to be in survival mode more often than not. And you're going to feel like you're in a constant grind. You hear people talk about, oh, I'm just grinding. Every day I'm grinding. That's usually coming from a place of sometimes scarcity, sometimes just survival mode, where you're just stuck in this survival loop where it's like, I got to keep grinding. If I stop grinding, I might die, right? Like, I'm just going to run out and it's not going to work. And then it's over. And that's not good when it comes from that place. In sales, if you're struggling, if you're not successful, it'll feel like survival. It's really tough to think long term. It's really tough to think, okay, what am I doing next quarter? What am I doing next year? What can I put in place? What kind of coaching do I need? What kind of a mentor do I need to hire? What training course should I go do? What book should I be reading? How do I set myself up for success next year, later this year, next quarter? It's tough to think that when you're in survival mode right now and you're like, I don't know what's going to happen.